curled in a heap of wood shavings, Lucas was comfortable, except for the carpenter's boot in his ribs and the carpenter's voice in his ear.
"Wake up! I got something to tell you."
Lucas crawled out of the shavings, rubbing sleep and sawdust from his eyes. He unrolled the cap he had wadded up for a pillow. Nicholas stomped to his workbench and beckoned the lad to follow.
"I've been thinking," Nicholas began.
"What?" cried Lucas. "You could ruin your brain." The carpenter ignored this, cleared his throat, and began again.
"I've been thinking that I'm getting no younger. Suppose now, I told you I wanted an apprentice. A quick, strong boy I could teach my trade. When I'm gone, he'd be town carpenter in my place, and make what he will of himself."
You've already made this boy a carpenter," Lucas yawned. "Why wake me up to tell me that?"
"Blockhead! Must I hammer every nail? It's you I'm talking about."
Lucas burst out laughing. "Me? Seizing sawdust? Pounding my thumbs flat?"
"You idler. I do you a favor, and you take it like the plague. Honest work."
"Stop, stop. I can't bear it." Lucas glanced around and then whispered. "I've never told anyone who wants news like this to spread, but I have a terrible ailment. Work makes me ill. Even the word gives me fits."
He rolled his eyes and clutched his belly.
"Oi! What's coming on now? Hurry, Lucas! The antidote! A boiled sausage, too, for safety."
"Quit playing the fool. Is that how you carry on when you are offered a decent living?"
"I suppose so," Lucas grinned. "It never happened before. What about that sausage?"
"None," said Lucas. "No more. You'll see. It'll be for your own good."
"That means it's boring, it hurts, or it tastes bad."
The carpenter dug into his purse. "From now on, you work for what you get." He took out a silver penny and handed it to Lucas.
"I'll give you that each week for wages. No apprentice gets more. Most of them, less."
"Handsome," Lucas admitted. "You're a prince of good fellows, even without the sausage. But my ailment."
"Take it in advance," the carpenter said. "Think on it."
"As soon as I have a moment to spare."
Pocketing the coin, Lucas tipped his cap over one eye and was in the street before his would-be master could say a word more.